AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
On the hill.
That's right, Gloria.
You go back up on the hill.
Personally.
Period.
I want you to repeat after me.
On the line.
Not much.
No event in American history is misunderstood more than the Vietnam War. It was misreported then. And it is misremembered now.
They trusted money.
They spit on me in my homeland.
On AM570 LA Sports, we will be here all week.
Yeah, we will.
No flex alerts. It's snipped here and there, but for the most part, you got full shows. And our final show is this coming Monday in the 2019 calendar year. We'll be off from December 24th until 2020. And a big thank you to all you folks out there at BJ's that turned out. It was a heck of a final remote.
Good send-off. Nice to
Certainly
see everybody.
Was. Everybody except, was great.
Except for the nipple pinchers.
Little nipple pinching, little and, what do you got for me?
What do you got for me lately?
Little demand. Little one too many demands.
Little one too many, I think, for a few. But we still had a great time. No birds here, but we still had a wonderful time.
Isn't this great?
So thank you for coming out to all our remotes. Thank you for coming out in every single city all over the city of Los Angeles. I know there's places we need to get to more, and we will try, even though it's not our call, in 2021. But this year's remote season is over.
We don't dictate the places we go.
No, we do not.
They are delivered to us, and we follow orders.
We used to have a bit of a say, but those days are over.
Yes. We created a monster.
Sadly.
Unfortunately.
But the Clippers are home tonight versus the Phoenicians. Pre-game is at 6:30. Tip-off at 7:30 right here on AM 570 LA Sports. Clippers.com to buy tickets to any Clipper game. And don't forget the big NFL action. We had Musburger and Telesco on in the last couple hours. We're
going to
replay Brent Musburger because Cates is so excited. That's on Sunday. Chargers Raiders say goodbye to Dignity Health Sports Park. 1 o'clock kick on KFI AM 640. Matt's got the final hour fun fact.
It's fun in effect. It's the hour three.
Fun fact.
Final hour fun fact was pulled before we determined we'd be having a Rambo versus Missing in Action film fight
but
to
it's
commemorate
a Stallone.
The Christmas holiday. But it is a Stallone fun fact. While prepping for Rocky III, Stallone decided...
That's the I hang out with black people in downtown L.A., Rocky.
Exactly right. That he wanted to use a real boxer, not an actor. No more Carl Weathers as the antagonist, but an actual heavyweight boxer in the role of Clubber Lang. So he invited...
So he got a guy who was 5'3".
Heavyweight Ernie Shavers. Reportedly the hardest puncher in all of boxing to spar with him.
Oh, what happened?
When Shavers got in the ring, he refused to hit Stallone with anything but a soft jab. Frustrated, Stallone squawked and kept egging him on. Come on, Ernie, show me something real. Ernie punched him once in the side. Stallone immediately went down.
Gave him the spleen punch.
Retired from the sparring session, puked everywhere, and a day later said, quote, he nearly killed me, end quote.
Yeah.
And Mr. T was hired.
Don't get in a ring with a real boxer.
No. You get in a ring with Carl Weathers and Mr. T, but not Ernie Shavers.
Well, nobody takes those shots in Rocky and stands up. I don't care who's punching you.
No, they die.
No, it could be a child punching you, and you're not going to be able to get punched that many times in the face. No wonder Rocky can't speak. Quick hits, everybody.
The PMS quick hits. I'll make it quick, y'all. Oh, yeah.
The Lakers are good. They're 24-3. They're in Indy right now. No Anthony Davis. The big showdown is Thursday in Milwaukee against the Greek Freak and the Bucks. And everybody's going to get excited about that until the next big Christmas Day game, which is popping off. Clippers host the Suns tonight. Clippers are very good. They're no slouches. We'll have a story on this in the very next segment. They're 20-8 on the season. We are your home of the Clippers, and you can always buy tickets to Clipper games at clippers.com. Matt, you got some NFL work at the NFL Network coming up for the rest of the week, and of course you got your big Chargers game on Sunday.
Well, we had Brent Musburger on. You missed that. You will hear it again after the top of the 6 o'clock hour. Our quick hits brought to you by Morongo Casino, 90 minutes from wherever you are. Morongo Casino, good times. Chargers Raiders. It is a week 16 showdown in a 17-week season. The final contest played in Los Angeles at the Dignity Health Sports Park. The Chargers 5-9. The Raiders still an outside shot. They pretty much need everybody to lose out. The Titans, the Texans, the Browns, a whole bunch of other people, and they can still win out and make the postseason. So something for the Raiders to play for as the immediate future is concerned, not so much the Chargers at 5-9.
What about the Rams? They're 8-6 with a short week, and they head to Santa Clara for Saturday night in the big showdown versus the 49ers. I know one person that's really excited about that.
Also, still an outside chance.
Yeah, if the Vikings lose out, and the Rams win out, the Rams,
then they'll be the team that nobody wants to see in the playoffs.
See, I doubt that.
I would agree.
Yeah. Arizona State defensive coordinator Danny Gonzalez is taking the New Mexico head coaching job. That means both their coordinators, Rob Likens and Gonzo, are Gonzo. And Texas is hiring a guy that I talked to this year, the Rutgers head coach, a humorless man, Chris Ash, as their defensive coordinator.
That is not how you pronounce his last name.
Yes, it is.
His last name is Chris.
It is not. It's Ash.
It says right here, capital A, small a, H. That is Chris.
I think it's a typo, because I'm pretty sure. Although, I might have said it wrong on TV like 7 or 8 times then. You know, I really like what Coach is doing here.
I'm sorry,
Rutgers is down, but I really like what Coach has got going on. No, it's Chris Ash. Chris Ash. He knew Herman at Ohio State in 2014. The Dodgers have engaged in trade talks with the Red Sox regarding right fielder Mookie Betts.
You know, I think you guys ought to talk about this today.
Matt says trade everybody.
Trade them all.
I wasn't into talking
That's
about
coming
it.
In the next segment.
I wanted to talk
trade
about
them all.
Nom all day. College hoops, Matt. At some point, guys, and I'm talking to everybody here, okay? Except for you, Cates, because you're already inundated.
Okay, 2nd-and-9.
But everybody in our periphery and great sports talk, all the people that listen to this show and have an opinion about when the podcast should be up and what topic we should or shouldn't be talking about and what's right and what's wrong.
So you're basically talking to the people that hit you on the text also.
Everybody.
And drive you bananas.
No, all of us. Everybody.
Where's the podcast?
Everybody in our periphery, Matt. Anybody that shows up at our events. Anybody that listens to the show. Anybody. We're going to have to start paying attention to college hoops. Okay?
Who, we are?
We are.
We're going to be the college hoops show of record.
No, not the show of record, but
Gottlieb's got that wrapped up.
We're not going to have much else going on pretty soon here. The Chargers and the Raiders and the Rams are all going to be done.
There you go.
Okay? And
Dodgers ain't doing anything that caused waves for us to talk about.
Exactly. And the Holiday Bowl is going to come and go while I am matriculating around the desert.
You wait till Graham Harrell cuts that Iowa Hawkeye defense to pieces.
No, they're pretty disciplined, man. I don't think they're...
Shred them.
UCLA is going to take on North Carolina on Saturday in the CBS Sports Classic in Las Vegas.
And congratulations.
Well, we've got to act like we care. We've got to, guys. Guys, we've got to do
We don't even have Cole Anthony in that game. He's out because of a thumb.
But it's UCLA.
I was excited. I wanted to see shots of Greg Anthony in the crowd and Cole on the floor.
What you're going to get is a Dean Smith montage and a John Wooden montage.
Shaq in the crowd, Sharif on the floor. That's what I was looking forward to.
Cates, you're involved in this, are you not?
He doesn't care.
Isn't this something for all of us to get behind?
He doesn't even know what the hell we're talking about.
Aren't we going to have to pay more attention to UCLA and USC hoops and Northridge and Irvine and Long Beach State down the stretch? We're not?
He has zero. He has less than zero. Okay.
Julian's dead, Clay. Forget about him.
Okay, Clay.
Well, I guess, Matt, then we're going to have to start paying attention to the Kings. Kings hockey brought to you by Morongo Casino.
here's what I'll ask. I have now pulled up the front page of the men's college basketball ESPN website.
See, I was trying to get you involved in the Kings. You're moving on?
There is a story about the University of Southern California as it pertains to men's college basketball.
The feds?
Should we pay closer attention to basketball?
The feds are coming down on
feds
SC.
Feds are coming. Here they come. Feds are coming. Federal probe coming after them.
I'm sure Carol Folt feels like Andy Enfield's a real man of integrity.
She is scooping out some chili in the concourse.
Good luck on your finals.
Good luck on your finals, kids.
We represent
chili.
The Lollipop Guild. The Lollipop Guild. Come on, Matt. Show the king some love. Do it, Matt. Do it.
They're playing. I don't want to cut. Listen.
We've got to be interested.
I don't want to turn our.
Magnolia trees at night.
Pop it, everybody. Welcome back. Everybody is happy to be with the Petros and Money Show today. What a great day to be alive. In the world of great sports talk, and Matt, we got a big Clipper game tonight before we talk some hoops and LA sports overview, right?
We will make our way out of here a half hour early because Adam Oslin is going to be along with Clipper pregame at 6:30 p.m. They will tip it off at 7:30 p.m. against the Suns. Once the darlings and the Cinderella story of the early NBA season now settling in to their rightful spot outside of the top eight in the Western Conference. Still going to be a wildly exciting contest, though, and you're going to want to stay tuned in for that one with Noah Eagle on the call.
You got to, Matt, and especially that pregame show, which is great.
It is, especially when they do the roundtable and when they do the, hey, what do you think of this? And they go, hey, what do you think of this?
What do you think of that?
And then they bring in the third voice to say, what do you think?
I think this.
Well, I think that.
Here's what I'm going to say.
I think this and that.
Oof.
That's the good stuff.
Chargers Raiders Sunday, 1 o'clock kickoff.
Chargers!
KFI AM 640, an LA football matchup that no one would have thought. But it's on Sunday, and it's happening the last game ever at Dignity Health Sports Park for the NFL. And
currently crafting my goodbye.
Yes, that's a good idea.
You know, I figure it's better to write that one out. You don't want to do it at the moment. I think I'm going to take page out of the Jim Nance book.
No, and after all the history that was written at Dignity Health Sports Park, Matt.
Gotta make sure I get that one right.
But it was a pretty special place to watch an NFL football game by all accounts. And this will be it on Sunday. We're fine up here.
I really enjoy this place.
Hey, guys, cheer up. We're doing fine.
You cheer up.
It's time for the top story of the day. And there's not a lot of cheer in Mudville other than the Lakers and Clippers, Matt.
Top story of the day.
It's been a rough football season.
Rough foosball season. The USC thing is embarrassing.
Don't even get me started on hockey.
And hockey's very upsetting. And, of course, the Dodgers' lack of movement has lit a bit of a fire amongst people. People are, I don't want to say that I'm surprised at the way people have acted. I think if you think about the way the
I think it's been earned.
Playoffs played out and stuff, I shouldn't be surprised. But yeah, yet I'm a little caught off guard, A, by the Dodgers' inaction, and B, by people's reaction to the inaction.
Well, it didn't help that Dave Roberts told us, oh, you're going to get action. And if you're told you're going to get action and you go out to a nice dinner.
Oh, you're going
to
see something.
And you're dropping that card and you're like, right. Oh, I'm going to give me some action.
Where's the action?
And then you get on and I'm like, where's the action?
Where's the action?
Like, you know what? I've decided I'm not staying here at this hotel. I'm going to go home. Well, yeah, but I got no action.
But what happened to me?
I mean, I went all the way down to San Diego.
I signed up for a spin class. You know, when you went to the bathroom and started to clean your puto, I signed up for a spin class, and I got to go. I got to be up a spin class West Hollywood early in the morning. No action.
Yes, a hotel room in San Diego for the whole week. Well, I had all these nice dinners, and I was told there's going to be action, and now I got nothing.
You better order something on Spectrovision because I have a spin class in West Hollywood.
You brought up the success of the Lakers, of the Clippers, and the inaction of the Dodgers that has led to some ruffled feathers, to some folks that are a little tight in their keister there.
And if that person's a USC fan, they've been triggered for like a month at least. I mean, maybe 10.
Is that a month and 3 years? Or is that a
what I mean?
You just mean like, hey, we've just hit the annual three-year mark, so I'm going to say 3 years and 1 month.
Like the USC fan is more likely to have, like, a little bit thinner skin when it comes to the Dodgers and some other things.
I don't want to hear about it! Okay. Well, because there is no light at the end of that tunnel. Dodgers can still, Cates is sending us texts saying, hey, we better talk about this today. Bob Nightingale sharing that the Dodgers and
the Red Sox have engaged in exploratory talks regarding the exchange of Mookie Betts.
And why, Matt? When the guy, you're going to have to give up your stuff. The guy is on the last year of his deal. You're going to have.
Why?
You're not going to pay him that second contract money that some dumbass team is going to pay him.
Machado Part 2?
Yeah, and the Dodgers have made it pretty clear, I think, right? I mean, without getting, I mean, I don't know too much about it as far as, you know, the luxury tax and all the information superhighway on the cloud that Vasse talks about it, but just to the rudimentary dumbass's eye, doesn't seem to me like the Dodgers want to spend a lot of money, Matt.
Well, here's what I'll tell you. They're going to have to spend money.
Well, they don't want to, Matt. They're at the Costco, and they're counting it all up, and they don't like the prices. They don't like the food.
And they don't like the prices.
They don't like either of them.
There was a story that likely did not find itself on the radar of A, Dodger fans, B, Laker fans, and I would say even C, Clipper fans, that occurred yesterday. News, Dateline, Detroit. Blake Griffin, and by all accounts, very likable individual, great face of the franchise, injected energy to a Clippers team for the first time in, well, the first time.
Seemed to play hard.
Played hard.
Cared about winning and losing.
Worth the price of admission.
Always put on a little show. Chase a ball into the stands like a crazy retriever the first few years.
Felt like he might rip the rim straight out the backboard, yeah. Cause it to collapse. Jumped over a car, even though it was a BS jump over the hood, not the sunroof with Baron Davis going.
The Kia.
Popping out.
But certainly the Dodgers can't sign Blake Griffin.
They can't, but the Clippers did trade him. They traded him to the Detroit Pistons. He had arthroscopic surgery on his left knee in the offseason. He missed the first 10 games of the season. He had just returned for the last 3 weeks before he left a game on Saturday night and had an MRI on Sunday. Announced that he will, at the very least, miss the next few games. But the long-term prognosis, as far as I can tell thus far, because I'm not going to dig too deep into the
Detroit
Rags.
You're not Dr. Cohen, UCLA Health Zone show Saturday? Every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
I will say, let this be a warning, or B, a signal, or D, or 6, or 4, a harbinger.
A harbinger of doom?
Something the Dodgers ought to take note of, because when Blake was traded following the 2016-2017 season, after having just signed that contract extension, in which the presentation of said contract extension was made public, the details of it, walked into Staples Center,
jersey up,
announcement of music, and hey, you got a PA announcer saying the Clippers have won the NBA title, a lot of bingos. A lot of oh me, oh my's.
Oh me, oh my.
People said, hey, man, not cool. Not cool. No heart, no soul, no commitment, no relationship with your players.
How dare you?
Bad look, Clippers. No one's going to want to come here. They're not going to trust you. This guy could have signed anywhere, and you gave him the hard sell about he could basically cement himself as the most important player in the history of this franchise. Play for listeners on to the idea that the Kings and Bruins are tangling right now, and you can hear it on the iHeartRadio app on the Kings channel. Right now, they're going to leave our broadcast.
While they're listening to us on the iHeartRadio app streaming live, they could just flip over to
now
the Kings.
Now they're going
to
flip over, and the Kings are brought to you by Morongo Casino Good Times.
You're
great,
right.
Thanks.
You're
way
right.
To counter-program. Now we lost everybody.
That's what happened to the Vietnam War guys. People started caring about other wars, and we forgot about them.
One team and one team only, and that would go a long way in trying to establish a different culture that the Clippers had never known before. Instead, Steve Ballmer, Larry Frank, Doc Rivers, whatever. Detroit's willing to take this contract on. We want nothing to do with a guy who has been not perennially injured, but at least sporadically injured enough to cause concern that he was going to be making $32, $34, $37, and $39 million over the next 4 years of that deal.
And the thing that Don McLean came on pretty much right after it happened and said was, I can't believe they got somebody to take it. What a great move by their front office.
Not only, as you said, to get someone to take it, but to get assets in return. And the fact they were able to get assets in return, draft picks and salary relief, is why they have Kawhi Leonard and Paul George right now.
Who's the guy they got? that they traded away last year. Toby Harris.
Oh, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Yeah, but Tobias Harris.
Toby Harris was the one who went off in a game.
Went nuts.
And then they traded him like 2 hours later. And I was with fully functional employee Adam that night. Now, mind you, I don't get out much with anybody, but I happened to be at a concert with fully functional employee Adam that night. And in the way he acted, it ensured that I won't be out at another concert for another year with fully functional employee Adam. But part of the reason he was so drunk and unruly was because they traded away Toby Harris.
His
he was
favorite.
Like, how could they do it? I mean, after he did it. And how did that work out, Matt?
Well, they got Landry Shamet in return. They got draft picks in return. They got salary cap relief in return. And they used all of those things to sign Paul George and Kawhi Leonard.
Not to sound like Rick Dees, but...
Ellen, but that is called operating a franchise as though it is a business. Without emotional ties to anything. Now,
you mean not giving Kobe a deal that no one else would when his leg's about to fall off?
Exactly right. Exactly right. Not caring that Corey Seager is the future of your franchise and was the celebrated rookie of the year and top three in MVP voting when he was 22, and he's dreamy, and he's likable, and he comes from a baseball-playing family.
Trade him, win the World Series.
See you later. Goodbye. Don't care. And that's what I'll flip to the Lakers and what they were able to do. Now, granted, it's different because they are trading for a transcendent superstar who is 26 years old, is 7 foot, is athletic, has a wingspan that's 7'8", and does things that no one else in the NBA can do.
There were people that didn't want to trade the young core, though.
Exactly.
There was your young core.
I want to grow with Lonzo. I want to grow. B.I.'s got a chance, man. You see the steps that he's taken. He's got a chance to be the next Kevin Durant. No. Don't care. Anthony Davis, again, 7 foot tall, 7'8" wingspan, shoots the three, puts the ball on the floor, is already leaps and bounds ahead of anybody else in the defensive player of the year conversation, and probably top three in MVP voting. Don't care what Lonzo Ball might become. Don't care what Brandon Ingram going to be the next Kevin Durant? No. No, it's not.
You're the Lakers. You got to win right now.
Exactly.
You're the Dodgers. You got to win right now.
So,
but Matt, I got to ask you, and I feel the point you're making, and I see the highway.
Look, what's 22-3 for the Lakers?
I see where the highway leads to the Emerald City of championships, at least contention for the Clippers and the Lakers. And you can't say the Dodgers haven't contended, because they've contended
absolutely their
ass off. But they haven't been able to get over the hill. But I got to ask you, have they missed their window to get rid of those guys and strike and get the most out of their young people?
You hope not, because they missed it with Zach Lee. When Zach Lee was that name, wasn't that his name, Cates? Yeah, Zach Lee. Oh, we can't trade Zach Lee for Cole Hamels. That's crazy. They want Zach Lee and Cody Bellinger, or they want Zach Lee and Corey Seager, whoever it was. We can't do that. And the Lakers did it, realizing that Brandon Ingram took a step. And look, he's probably in the conversation for most improved player of the year this year. If the Pelicans had more wins, he would certainly be at the top of that list. And he might be an all-star, and he might be a great player. But he ain't Anthony Davis when you got LeBron James in your 17th season. And last time I checked, Justin Turner, who's going to be in studio with us
tomorrow.
Much to our surprise.
For an hour.
We had many guesses over who that special guest might be.
I thought it was going to be Arash.
I thought it was going to be Heather Carrots Brooks.
I thought it was going to be Jay from Compton.
It will be Justin Turner. But
ATH, I thought. Amber Theo Harris, maybe.
Oh, another fine Greek.
Yes.
When you have Clayton Kershaw at the age he is at, when you have Kenley Jansen at the age he is at, Justin Turner, the list goes on. There's no time to be protecting the Dustin May and the Gavin Lux when you got Francisco Lindor
Mookie
Betts. Look what the Lakers have done,
Dodger
and what
employee
it has delivered.
Thursday, Cates will be at Spectrum Sportsnet LA. Not talking Lakers, and look what they've done and what they can deliver. I mean, the Dodgers have been in the World Series. I ain't seen the Lakers anywhere
no.
yet. I mean, it's still December.
I will say hi to Geeter, by the way. I see him all the time over there.
Okay. Yeah.
So here's a Dodger expert. What say you, Cates?
That's right.
Follow the lead.
Yeah.
22-3, buzzsaw. Lakers tearing their way through the league. The Clippers, when Kawhi plays, they're 16-4. Hey, Blake, sorry about that pitch we gave you. I know you could have signed in wherever. But, hey, you're still going to make your money, and I'm sure you'll like Detroit. It's beautiful this
time
of year.
Yeah, they'll love you out there.
They'll love you out there.
First point.
Look, you'll have a chance to be the next Joe Dumars, or maybe Vinny Johnson, or maybe Ben Wallace. I don't know.
Now, it's one thing to have balls here in Burbank, here protected by our friendships and our boss, Don Martin, under his gigantic Oklahoman umbrella. But you don't have the balls between your legs to go to El Segundo and say that in front of Jerry Harrison with his hair painted on his head.
Oh, I'll say it. I'll say it.
Well, you're not going to say it. And Matt, you ain't got the sack with your flannel on to say it to old JT, Red Turn 2, when he's here tomorrow.
Oh, I'll say it.
Hey, are you friends with Gavin Lux? He was best man at my wedding. Well, I want him traded. I want him traded.
Here's something else for you.
Miami Marlins, you son of a bitch.
You know who's supposed to be on Dodger Talk tomorrow in studio?
Who's that?
With David Vasse?
Kershaw?
Gavin Lux.
Whoa! And Matt wants him ghost?
Look, Lux and I already have an adverse relationship.
Yeah, because of
his
hat.
His pro hat stance.
Matt is all for the optional hat.
Hats. I know this is radio, but can I make the face that he made on the field to you guys?
Please. Hey, you know what I say to that? Cue up early 2000s alt-rock Sprung Monkey. Get him out of here.
Oh, yeah.
Get him out of here. Get them all out. Get them all out.
Who do you want in?
Mookie Betts, Francisco Lindor.
You're not going to Mookie Betts for 1 year.
Get him in. Get him out. It's been since 1988. Get him out. If the Lakers win one title and then LeBron's body just falls apart.
Or the Clippers, for God's sakes.
Or the Clippers win one freaking title, like it happened for the Raptors with Kawhi, and he left the very next year.
What if the Clippers won a title and right in that moment, Kawhi's cornrows just unfurled.
Oh.
Like, blah!
Oh, my God!
That would be worth it.
What?
Worth all the...
One moves. Title is all it takes. One stinking title. And they've been too precious. Too precious with their prospects. It's the offseason. Dodgers, pay attention to what's going on with the Lakers, their lack of commitment to their youngins, and the Clippers and their lack of commitment to their franchise star, who was supposed to grow old and retire, having only played for them as their greatest player ever.
And now they're on the top of the hill. And where are you?
1-1A.
You only go to the World Series almost every year, but you lose.
That stinks.
Get them out of here.
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 Get them out of here. Clippers are in it. What?
Don't we have to learn from Justin Verlander that the Dodgers should go out and get a veteran? Go out and get the guy, even though he's past the age of 30, to win now. They didn't do it, and the Astros won.
Well, they got you, Darvish.
You better tell Harrison. You better not, your tongue better not get all tied when Hard Tongue is looking at you all hard with his hard-ass tongue.
And I want you to call him as in painted hair Jerry.
Yeah!
Oh, no.
Clippers are at home tonight versus the Phoenix Suns. Pre-game at 6:30. We'll be right back on the Petros and Money Show. Everybody, welcome back. PMS still going, and we're going to replay that wonderful interview we had with Brent Musburger. Yeah!
Back to the studio, and Tim Cates. Thank you, Brent.
Tim will double-check me on that back in the studio.
Yep. Tim will double-check me on that back in the studio.
Tim Cates does a great job for us.
Deep personal relationship forged between men who have never met in person.
But were they to ever meet, they would recognize one another instantly.
Oh, just by voice. They'd have to speak. Clippers are at home tonight. Well, Cates would know it was Musburger. Clippers are home tonight versus the Phoenix Suns. The Phoenicians are in town. Pre-game starts at 6:30 with a heavy-breathing, fully functional employee, Adam, beating out the founder of Pickwick Records, who was born this week, Matt. Your dead guy birthday of the day. And I did not know what this was until I looked it up. They say the greatest privateer of all time.
Okay, this is right up your alley.
What is a privateer?
It's a deer that had sex with a private in the army, and their offspring is a privateer.
Yeah, like a guy in a little army outfit with antlers and hooves. Yeah, gotcha.
Kick you so hard in the ball.
Exactly right, Matt. No, a privateer is somebody who's got a sweet boat, but there's a war on, and they're like, hey, I'll war for you. Give me that writ of war, and I'll capture some of these bastard-ass British ships. Yeah, bitch! And that is...
Dunkirk it up.
What, John Ordronau. Need some sea shandies for you. A couple sea shandies.
Get behind that.
John was the greatest privateer of the War of 1812, maybe the best ever. From Brittany, France, he commanded private boats that engaged in maritime war with the British. His two ships, the Marengo and the Prince de Neufchâtel, were notorious, swooping up those dirty limeys and taking all their stuff. Captured a grip of British vessels. That's what it said in Wikipedia. A grip.
A grip.
250,000 to 300,000 worth of goods. Brought them right back to the U.S. and said, I took their stuff. Here you go. Why? Because I'm French and I hate the Brits.
Wildly distracted by the shanty.
Pretty good, isn't it?
It is.
Here, turn
fantastic.
It up. You can do this for hours, by the way. I learned about all these sea shanties from a guy with a banjo that plays locally at the farmer's market in the high school parking lot. Sings all the sea shanties about drowning out at sea and stuff, and plays his banjo.
Pretty damn good.
They're all about 300-400 years old.
Now, you give me a shanty in the summer with a shandy?
That's different.
Ooh,
two different
now
things.
We're talking.
A sea shanty is different than a sea shandy. One of his boats was captured in 1814. And said, that's it for John. He's going to get his head cut off by those dirty Brits. But he was not on the boat.
Managed to escape.
All his boys got killed. He finally docked after his final campaign in Baltimore. Gave all the goods away. Beloved in the U.S., they name a ship after him. There's a USS Andrano. He returned to where he retired, Cartagena, Colombia, and he died there. And they were trying to bury him in the U.S. because he's an American war hero. And on the way, there was a bad storm, and the sailor's like, this guy's body's bad luck. And they threw his body overboard.
I love that. You know what? I don't think it has anything to do with the body. I don't care.
Guys, that storm was bad. It's because of that corpse and that crazy captain.
Rid of that body.
That privateer.
You're a live guy birthday today. Happy 70th. And we are the Reverend in title only show of record.
Like not Reverend Al Green?
Not exactly. Not an actual reverend, although he may be. I would assume he's got one of them paper certificates from some church. But someone who calls himself a reverend.
Reverend Al Sharpton?
Like Reverend Billy Gibbons.
Oh, okay,
speaking of Al Sharpton. William Frederick Gibbons. Go ahead, Cates. Hey, Cates, hit me. With LaGrange. Born in Houston, Billy's pops was Freddie Royal Gibbons, entertainer, orchestra conductor, concert pianist. As a matter of fact, it was his mom that got him into the blues and the jazz and the rock and roll. She was taking he and his sisters to see Elvis and B.B. King, and that's where he fell in love with the rock and roll as opposed to being traditionally trained in the world of orchestral instrumentation. He got going real young. Started out on the Skins, and then he moved to New York City so he could study with Tito Puente. Thanks to his pops making a quick phone call. Got his first electric guitar for his 13th birthday, a Sunburst Gibson Melody Maker. Got a Fender Champ amplifier. And the drums quickly fell to a distant second. He went to Warner Brothers Art School out here in Hollywood, popped around in a few bands before founding the Moving Sidewalks. He wrote a hit, 99th Floor.
Still don't have him.
Still don't have him? No Moving Sidewalks.
Right, just at the airport.
It's just a band.
I mean, you would have thought, though, back in those days, like Moving Sidewalks, you know, 2019, we're going to have those.
You know, it's kind of, is it here? Is it not? We're a band of the future, but it's the present.
We don't have them.
Jimi Hendrix.
Like Starship.
Loved.
Where is it?
Yeah, Space Force. Got that. It's coming. Jimi Hendrix loved it and befriended old Billy Gibbons and gave him some tips on how to play that their guitar. They hit it off, and he would end up going out and opening for Hendrix, as a matter of fact. He formed ZZ Top in 1969, came up with the name by merging B.B. King and ZZ Hill, two of his favorite artists. Was going to call it ZZ King, but thought that was too much like B.B. King, so he went with ZZ Top. First single, Salt Lick. Some movement in the band. They settled on their lineup of Gibbons, Hill, and Beard. And, of course, the drummer, Frank Beard, the only one.
Without a beard.
Exactly.
How you going to be John Beard? Ain't got no beard. How you going to be Frank Beard?
I'm just going to pawn them skins.
Ain't got no beard. Everybody's got a beard.
I'm going to get that mustache.
You're the only one without a beard in a band of beards. Yet your last name is Beard.
This song is what put him on the map. 1973, it was all about the Chicken Ranch brothel, the best little whorehouse in Texas. The movie made about that brothel. This was the song.
Love it. That back when everybody would have a laugh about the whores, you know? Back before Lamar Odom had to ruin it all by almost dying in that place.
Face full of cocaine.
Before that, it was all wholesome good fun at the brothel.
Darn right. You could write a song about it.
Here it is.
You can make a movie about it. Starring Dolly.
Wrote a song about it.
Wrote a bunch of other hits, but they had kind of like a lull for about 10 years until Eliminator came around.
Oh, yeah. Then everybody got geeked.
Oh, my God.
They did that little move where they pointed.
They did the move. They had beards. They did the car. They had the ladies.
The spinning of the guitars.
Spinning guitars. Give Me All Your Lovin', Legs, Sharp Dressed Man. 10 million copies. Took over MTV.
Cheap sunglasses.
I forgot. They did have a legitimate follow-up. Sold 5 million copies and a number one hit. Do you remember the song Sleepin' Bag? I didn't either.
But I was never a big ZZ guy anyway, you know?
Yeah, I think, well, I was young when it came.
I mean, I was in, you know, I knew it was cool, but, you know,
yeah,
that wasn't the age I was when I was like, sleek, sweet guitar licks. If it wasn't Slash, man, forget it.
Sleepin' Bag.
Or the guy from White Lion.
From the Children Cry.
That's pretty good.
Sleepin' Bag starred Nancy from the main chick from Nightmare on Elm Street. Starred in their video. It was a huge deal. The VMA.
Johnny Depp wore the glove in Nightmare on Elm Street. Right in the gut.
Not doing a whole lot anymore. However, he did just partner with dear friend of the Petros and Money Show, John Fogerty. Oh, they wrote a song together called Holy Grail. A little duet. You can find that there on YouTube. Happy 70th, Reverend Billy Gibbons.
One of our most friendliest of friendly musical friends is
maybe
John
Gibbons
Fogerty.
Can get word from Fogerty like, hey, these guys are cool. You're going to want to go on with them, Billy.
Yeah, and Krieger.
Oh, well. I maybe asked the wrong question to Krieger. He got upset.
Hey, what's this stupid-ass band, Greta Van Fleet? They suck. Hey, I think they're pretty badass, brother.
Oh. Well, yeah, but
you're barking up the wrong tree here.
Bands don't play live anymore. What?
I support music, you son of a bitch. We'll be right back with more PMS.
The name of your charity again?